Stephen looked at his watch as he waited in the car. Damn it, Lucy was going to be late for college. What was she doing? To be honest, he knew what she was doing. Gossiping with her mother about something or other, or checking her hair in the mirror. Maybe winding her little brother James up. She was just like her mother in that she didn't do anything in a hurry. Eventually, after what seemed like an eternity, she appeared at the front door, and Stephen was once again struck by what a beautiful young woman his daughter had become. She had just turned 18 and had flowered into what he would not hesitate to describe as a stunner. If she hadn't been his daughter, that was. Her beautiful face was framed by a bob of brown hair, and her school uniform could not hide the swell of her breasts. Stephen couldn't help but feel a most unfatherly surge of what could almost be described as lust as he watched those breasts bounce slightly as she ran down the garden path to the car, her school bag slung on her shoulder. It was not surprising that her daughter was so gorgeous, as her mother was a strikingly good-looking woman as well. More curvy than Lucy, with bigger breasts and backside, but with the same beautiful brown eyes and long legs. Lucy got in and kissed her father on the cheek. "I'm sorry, Dad. Mum was just showing me the top she bought yesterday. It's really nice." "Whatever," said Stephen, giving his daughter a look of mock disapproval as he started the car. "I can't believe you'd be so inconsiderate, especially on my birthday." "Sorry," she kissed him again. "Happy birthday. What does it feel like to be 44? "I feel old," he said, as they set off towards his daughter's college. "Well, you don't look it. You're still very handsome." She gave his slightly greying hair a quick stroke. Stephen felt his heartbeat quicken slightly at the feel of his daughter's soft hand in his hair. What was wrong with him this morning? The truth was, he'd been having inappropriate thoughts about his daughter for a few months now. He'd pounced on these thoughts as soon as they'd appeared, but they were occurring more and more frequently. The worst time had been 2 months earlier when he'd gone to use the bathroom. He'd been unaware that Lucy was taking a bath and had stopped in his tracks, frozen in shock, when he was confronted by the sight of his daughter standing up in the bath, completely naked, water running down the generous curves of her exquisite breasts and dripping off her pink nipples. It had only been a matter of seconds, but he couldn't help just looking, just a moment too long, drinking in the sight of his daughter's teenage body as she stood there. His daughter broke the spell. "Get out, Dad, I'm in the bath," she laughed. And her father stumbled out, making his apologies. The worst thing about it was, despite the embarrassment, his cock had begun to harden in his trousers, and he had to work hard to make it go away, using his shame to make the blood leave his inflating cock. What made it weirder was that Lucy hadn't seemed that bothered about her father seeing her body. The way she laughed when she told him to get out, it almost sounded playful. The thing he was most ashamed of was the previous week when his wife Sheila had been giving him a tit job. They'd had the house to themselves, they'd been horny, as they often were, but Sheila had been on her period and didn't want intercourse. Stephen didn't mind, as a tit job from Sheila was one of the best things in the world. The problem was, as she wrapped the heavy, hot flesh of her beautiful tits around his cock and started to work them up and down in a sweet rhythm, he couldn't stop thinking about their daughter. Sheila increased the rhythm, and he looked down and saw the head of his cock protruding from between his wife's tits. He knew he had a big cock. It was long, 10 inches, and thick as well, especially the fat, purple head, which was currently sticky with his pre-cum. Right now he couldn't help but imagine that it was his daughter's tits wrapped around his dick. They weren't as big as a mum's, but he imagined that they would feel amazing wrapped around her dad's thick cock. He tried to keep focused on his wife, on her lovely face, on her beautiful tits, as she moved them faster, trying desperately to force the cum that was boiling in his balls, but he kept having flashes of his daughter stood in the bath. Her breasts, her legs, her beautiful face. Oh God, it was too much. He abruptly stood up, pulled his jerking cock free from his wife's tits, steadied her head by gripping a handful of thick black hair and came right in her face. He almost fell over, the waves of orgasm turning his legs to jelly as he drenched his wife's face in blast after blast of thick hot cum. Sheila had her mouth open. She loved the taste of her husband's thick spunk, and several blasts of cum landed in it. He looked down at his wife, face and hair drenched in his spunk, grinning up at him like a cat that had the cream. He felt a pang of shame then, because he hadn't been able to resist imagining that it was his daughter's face that he'd been emptying his balls onto. "Dad!" Lucy's voice brought him back to the present. He turned to her and saw that she was running her hand through her hair. "What is it?" he asked. "Do you like my hair? I got it cut especially for your birthday." "You didn't have to," he laughed. "I wanted to make an effort," she said. "Well, it looks awful," he replied. "Don't be horrible," shrieked his daughter in mock outrage, giving his thigh a playful slap. "Hey, watch it," her father laughed. "You'll make me crash the car." "Well, be nice then," his daughter laughed. "Okay, okay. Your hair looks lovely, like it always does." "Thank you, Dad," his daughter smiled. Just then Lucy's phone rang. She took it out of her pocket. "It's Jenny," said Lucy, answering. Jenny was Lucy's best friend, and she was almost as sexy as his daughter. She had a massive pair of tits, and he often fantasized about spraying his hot load all over them, imagining his white spunk dripping off Jenny's thick pink nipples. Lucy started talking to Jenny about this and that, and it was a few minutes before he realised something very strange. His daughter's hand was still on his thigh. He tried to concentrate on driving, but all his mind could focus on was the feel of his daughter's hand, midway up his thigh. He looked at her, but she seemed to be completely unconscious of where she placed her hand, chatting happily away on the phone. Then she started to move her hand, running it slowly up his thigh. He had no doubt where that hand was headed and was horrified to realise that a bulge was appearing in his crotch. "Oh my God, my daughter's given me an erection." He almost crashed the car as he felt his daughter's hand on his crotch. His cock was fully erect now. He felt the twitch inside his trousers at her touch. "Okay, Jenny, I've got to go. We're nearly at college. I'll see you later." Lucy rang off the phone just as the car pulled into the drive that led to the school gates. Stephen stopped the car a few feet from the gates and turned to his daughter. "What are you doing, Lucy?" he asked. His daughter looked right into his eyes. God, her eyes are beautiful, he thought. "I'm giving you your birthday present." She gave the bulge in his trousers a squeeze and he gasped. "But we shouldn't do this, we..." Stephen couldn't finish the sentence. He was too excited by the fact that his daughter had just unbuttoned his trousers and was unzipping his fly. "Oh, God," he gasped, looking up at the car roof. "You're going to have to take these off," said Lucy. Stephen didn't say anything. He couldn't think of anything to say. He struggled out of his trousers, so the only thing hiding his throbbing cock from his daughter was the tight pair of underpants he was wearing. He suddenly remembered where they were and looked out the window to see if anyone was around. They'd been slightly late, so most of the students were already in college and the drive they were parked on was deserted. He groaned as his daughter put her hand under his shirt and ran it up his toned stomach. "You know, you're really in good shape for your age," Lucy giggled. "All my friends fancy you. They say you're a silver fox." "A silver fox?" "Yeah. Jenny thinks you're gorgeous. She says she'd like to suck your cock. She'd be so jealous if she could see us." His daughter ran her hand back down to the massive bulge in his underpants. She gripped his cock through the material and groaned again. "I can't wait to see what your cock looks like, Dad. It feels massive." She took a hand from his cock and in a quick movement reached under her skirt and pulled her knickers off. "What are you doing, Lucy?" Stephen looked around again to see if anyone was around, but they were still alone. Lucy said nothing, just pressed her knickers to her father's nose. His nostrils were instantly full of the smell of hot teenage pussy. He imagined those knickers pressed up against her hot, hairy slit between his daughter's legs and felt his cock buck with lust. "Do you like the smell of your daughter's wet pussy?" asked Lucy. "It's thinking about your fat cock that's been making me wet." She put her hands into the elastic of her father's underpants and pulled them down, finally freeing his hot, throbbing cock, which twitched on his belly just inches from his daughter's face. "Oh my God, it's huge!" gasped Lucy. "I'm not sure I can fit all that in my mouth." She ran her soft hand along it and her father groaned. He was so full of lust for Lucy that he didn't think he could take much more stimulation before he's unleashing a blizzard of spunk. He hoped that when he did, it would be in his daughter's face or in a tight vagina. "Have you ever sucked a cock before?" he asked, breathing heavily. "Oh yeah," she replied, matter of fact. "Whose?" he asked. His daughter now had wrapped her knickers around his thick cock meat and was working the shaft in a steady rhythm. "I've sucked James's cock loads." Stephen should have been shocked that Lucy had been sucking her 17-year-old brother's cock. "Do you like sucking your brother's cock?" he asked. "Yeah," said Lucy with a dirty laugh, "and I liked it when he came in my mouth. His cum tastes nice." Her father groaned again, and Lucy felt his cock twitch through the material of her knickers. She realised that she didn't have long. She pulled the knickers off his cock and gripped his cock firmly in her hand. The fat purple bell end was now inches from her face, and she could see the pre-cum leaking from the piss slip. She reached forward and licked the pre-cum up, running her tongue backwards and forwards across the piss slip to make sure she got every drop. Stephen groaned loudly. The roughness of his daughter's hot tongue was delightful. "Please suck it," he pleaded. "You want me to suck your cock, Daddy?" she asked, mock innocently. "Yes," he gasped. "Okay," she said, and plunged her head down on his cock, taking 5 inches of her father's hot cock meat in her mouth. Stephen gasped. You wouldn't have believed that his daughter's small, dainty mouth could wrap itself around his cock like that. "Lucy," he gasped, as his cock was enveloped in that beautiful, tight heat of his daughter's mouth. She started to move her head up and down his shaft as he reached forward and grabbed a handful of her soft hair. God, her mouth was like a pussy gripping his cock in a velvet vice. He was so lost in pleasure that he didn't hear the phone ring for a few minutes. His daughter took her mouth from his throbbing cock and looked up at him. "You'd better get that," she said. Stephen reached into his pocket and took out his phone. He looked at the caller as his wife. "It's your mum," he said. "Well, say hi from me," said his daughter before enveloping her dad's cock in her mouth again and restarting the beautiful up and down movements of her head. "Hi, Sheila," he said, trying to control his breathing. He hoped he didn't sound like he was getting a blowjob from their daughter. "Hi, Stephen." To be honest, his wife's voice didn't sound too steady. "Did you get Lucy to school?" "Yeah, I'm just dropping her off now." Lucy was now sucking her dad's fat bell end, making sure that any pre-cum was going straight down her throat. Stephen felt the familiar tingle in his heavy balls and knew that he wouldn't have long before he was pumping cum into Lucy's mouth. "We were a little bit late, but we made it," he said. "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm just making some breakfast for James. And you won't believe this, but your son was so horny that he's fucking me while I do it." "What? He couldn't wait till afterwards?" said Stephen, incredulous. Lucy was now seeing how much of her dad's thick cock she could take. He reckoned she must have about 7 inches in there. He could feel the back of her throat. God, she was good at sucking cock. "No," continued his wife. He heard her gasp. "He's fucking me while I cook the breakfast," she groaned again. Stephen could hear a slapping noise, the sound of his well-endowed son fucking his mum. "It's quite distracting," she laughed. She heard her say to the 17-year-old, "Fuck your mum like a whore." Stephen heard the slapping noise increase and his wife's gasping pleasure. How is he fucking you?" asked Stephen. He was now working his daughter's head up and down his cock. Just the thought of his son's thick 8-inch cock pumping in and out of his wife's plump, hairy pussy. "He's got me bent over the oven," gasped his wife. "Are you naked?" God, he was so close to coming. He knew from the sound of his wife's voice that she wasn't far away either. "No, I'm wearing a dress. I've even got my apron on," she giggled. He just ripped my knickers off, bent me over the cooker, and plunged his lovely penis into my vagina. "Oh, God, I'm going to come soon," gasped Stephen. "Are you wanking?" gasped his wife. "No, I've got a confession to make." "What is it, dear?" He heard her turn to her son and gasp. "That's right, grab your mum's tits while you fuck her," he heard his son gasp. Stephen Beck, the 17-year-old, wasn't far from coming either. He'd been having sex with his mum for several months now. Sheila thought it was just part of her motherly duty, and by all accounts had developed into a star lover. But even the best lovers in the world, could only last a certain amount of time inside Sheila's hot, juicy pussy, without filling her belly full of spunk. She could do things with her vagina that were amazing. The first time she'd let James put his dick inside her, he'd only managed 2 thrusts before his arse was bucking between her legs and his hot boy cum was spraying against his mother's cervix. "The thing is," said Stephen, "I've got my daughter's mouth wrapped around my cock while I'm talking to you." "Oh my God, Lucy's sucking your dick?" "Yeah," gasped Stephen, "and she's really good." "I'm not surprised," gasped Sheila. "She'll have inherited that from my mum." "I'm gonna come," gasped Stephen. He was so close now. The spunk in his balls was at boiling point. If he'd been stood up, his legs would have been jelly. "Oh my God, let's all come together," Sheila gasped. "As a family." She turned to her son. "Are you ready to come in your mum's cunt? Are you ready to come for me?" He heard his son answer in the affirmative. "Slap your mum's arse," she shouted at him. "Slap your mum's arse like she's a whore." Lucy's head was moving up and down frantically on her father's cock. "Oh, I'm gonna come," shouted Stephen, and everything exploded. There was an explosion of ecstasy that ripped through his body as he pumped his daughter's mouth with his hot cum. All control left him as he pushed up inside his daughter's mouth and as if it was a beautiful tight vagina. Blast after blast of hot sticky cum shot into that hot place, filling it with her father's seed. Amidst his ecstasy, he heard his wife shriek, "Oh, I'm coming." The phone distorted as she screamed into it. He heard his son too, bellowing as he filled his mum's spasming womb. That place he had come into the world from, with jet after jet of hot teenage spunk. When his orgasm had subsided, he looked down at his daughter. She was grinning up at him. "What have you got there?" he groaned. His daughter opened her mouth to reveal that her mouth was absolutely full of her dad's white cum. She swallowed it down and said, "Yum." "Did you come in your daughter's mouth?" His wife's voice was shaky after a massive orgasm. "Yeah, I absolutely filled it. It was a massive load." "Did she swallow it?" "Every drop." "Good girl, she takes after her mother." "He's still hard," called Lucy, holding her father's still throbbing dick. Stephen gasped as she licked the last bit of white cum that was leaking from the piss slit. Then he heard his wife laugh. "Well, you did always like to go twice. I don't think you should disappoint your daughter." Oh,